قرة أعيننا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. وبعد، يروي إمام أبو داود في سننه بسند حسن عن أنس بن مالك رضي الله عنه قال: قال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم. حديث tonight in the collection of Imam Abu Dawood in his Sunan with a reasonable chain of narration narrated to us by Anas ibn Malik رضي الله عنه. Theme is the significance of masajid, and I'm going to conclude the month with it. So probably tonight, and then Monday and Wednesday, and then Thursday, we'll start something new, inshallah ta'ala, at the beginning of August, which is the month of outreach. And hopefully, inshallah, everyone will do their best to bring people to masajid and reintroduce them to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and be a beacon of da'wah for those who have maybe lost their way or don't feel as comfortable as maybe we do. So what he said, alayhi salatu wasalam, and this hadith is connected to the masjid, maybe not directly, but indirectly. And hopefully you'll find the theme of it or the concept of it helpful. So he said the following. قال عليه الصلاة والسلام: لأن أقعد مع قوم يذكرون الله تعالى من صلاة الغداة حتى تطلع الشمس أحب إلي من أن أعتق أربعة من ولد إسماعيل، ولا أن أقعد مع قوم يذكرون الله تعالى من صلاة العصر حتى تغرب الشمس أحب إلي من أن أعتق أربعة. So what he said عليه الصلاة والسلام, he said, if for me to sit with people in the masjid, and the reason that the theme of this is the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what he's referring to alayhi salatu wasalam, because people pray fajr and asr in masajid. So what he's saying alayhi salatu wasalam is that for me to sit with people who are engaging in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from after the prayer of fajr, salat al-ghadat, fajr, and hatta tatlu' al-shams, until the sun rises, is more beloved to me than if I had the ability to pay money and free four people from the nation of Ismail, meaning four people from Quraysh. He's talking to his own people. Yani, I prefer that over having enough money to free four of you. And we all know that the concept of itq raqaba, to free someone yani from slavery, is extremely important and held in high regards in Islam in many ways. So he's just trying to make a point, alayhi salatu wasalam, that the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the masjid after within this hour is extremely, extremely important. And then he would add, he said, and for me to sit with a group of people who are engaging in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after Salat al-Asr, until the sun goes down, is more beloved to me than freeing four, meaning the same thing. So he pointed out, alayhi salatu wasalam, that there are two times within the day that if he prays the prayer, Fajr or Asr, and he has the option to sit and engage in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with people, yeah, that he would prefer doing that than having enough money to free four human beings. Right? This is what he's, not that he wouldn't do both, alayhi salatu wasalam, but he's trying to make a point here in terms of importance. And this, I'm not trying to get into the argument of doing remembrance together versus individual. That's not what I'm trying to talk about here. I'm trying to point, because the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could be a session of ilm, of knowledge. It could be many things. It could be just sitting there and saying subhanAllah, alhamdulillah, and saying the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and doing tahleel. But all that is everything that has some degree of closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala considered dhikr and considered the act of remembrance. But the concept is that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, if he had the ability, the reason he's saying that is that because he rarely did. Like, he rarely could afford to do these things alayhi salatu wasalam. He couldn't afford to pray fajr and sit around for 2 hours with people remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because they had work to do. They had an ummah to build, and they had wars to fight, and he couldn't always do this. Nor could he always afford after Salat al-Asr to sit and engage in this. But if he had the ability to engage, he would prefer that than having enough money to free four people. Having enough money to free four people is a lot of money, first of all, and the action itself is extremely important. So he's trying to bring to us, alayhi salatu wasalam, this concept, this idea of the importance of you, if you come to the masjid and you pray in jama'ah, and then you sit there and you just engage in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with those who are around you. However that's going to look, whatever that remembrance is going to be at the end, doing that is more valuable than some of the most prestigious acts of worship in our deen, such as itq raqaba. And not one or two or three, but four. And there are symbolic ideas here that are worthy of contemplation. I hope that was a benefit to you. يروي الإمام أبو داود في سننه بسند حسن عن أنس بن مالك رضي الله عنه قال: قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: لأن أقعد مع قوم يذكرون الله تعالى من بعد صلاة الغداة حتى تطلع الشمس أحب إلي من أن أعتق أربعة من ولد إسماعيل، ولن أقعد مع قوم يذكرون الله تعالى من بعد صلاة العصر حتى تغرب الشمس، أحب إلي من أن أعتق أربعة. صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. سبحانه بحمدك شنو لا إله إلا أنت، استغفر وتوب إليك، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. جزاكم الله خير، بارك الله فيكم.